Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And yes, we've got a lot of things lined up for you, a lot of fun, a lot of information, and you just never know what's going to happen along the way. But more than anything, we certainly appreciate you taking a little bit of time to spend with us. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first weekend in March. Danny, here we are. The weather's starting to turn a little bit across the country. The weather's getting warmer and warmer. And I suspect people are starting to finish up their interior projects and maybe starting to plan their exterior projects. But regardless of what you're working on, if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We absolutely want to help you any way we can. All of us have challenges with our home. You know, different things that pop up that you just scratch your head wondering what in the world could happen next. Hey, that's part of home ownership. Keep a good positive attitude and contact us anytime. 800-946-4420. Is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Send us an email. And let me just say, I appreciate all the really sweet emails we got this week. We got just some people that just sent us an email and just, you know, comment on certain things. We appreciate people taking the time to do that. You can do the same at todayshomeowner.com/ask. A little bit later this hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about damaged vinyl siding. Vinyl siding is on millions of homes. But what happens when you get a little scratch or you get a little crack here and there? Is there anything you can do? We'll share with you some of the things that we found over the years. It works pretty good.
And we also, we know that everyone loves trees, right? Having trees on your property, just beautiful. But what happens when they're planted a little too close to your house? Those roots can cause trouble, and we're going to talk about that problem coming up.
You know, we had that exact same thing when we renovated Chelsea's house a few years back. And
oh, yeah?
Cedar trees, actually, that were right up against the house. I'm sure they were innocent little trees when they were planted 50 or 60
right.
years
yeah.
ago, and they were really getting into the foundation. And not only was it causing a potential problem with the foundation, it just didn't look right, you know, being crowded up against there. And so we removed those, but we didn't throw them away. We cut them in 10-foot sections, rolled them back behind our garage for a year until right. they seasoned really well. Then we took them to the sawmill and sawed some of the most beautiful cedar you've ever seen. And we made a headboard, what I would like to consider a artistic heirloom headboard.
Okay.
Anyway, she has it stored in a closet somewhere. But anyway,
it's still seasoning.
Yeah, it's still seasoning. But it looks great. And so that's something, you know, that not every place has a sawmill that you can take things there. But a lot of them are out there. Anyway,
I think most people do.
Yeah, that's what
everyone lives pretty close to a sawmill. You'd be surprised if you hunt one out. There's some deep in the woods in most counties, there's a sawmill.
That's right. So we had a lot of fun with that. And actually, you can see that whole process online at todayshomeowner.com. Where we have hundreds of videos, hundreds of episodes of the Today's Homeowner Show available. Another thing that is coming up next week is Termite Awareness Week. And termites are in just about every state and causing more and more problems. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and certainly encourage you to go to todayshomeowner.com/termite awareness that we will be launching a ton of information about current information about what you can do to protect your home from termites. We'll also, in just a little while, be talking to Dr. Jim Fredericks with the National Pest Management Association that'll give us the most current information on what people are doing to really protect themselves and protect their homes from termites. So we've got a lot of things going on there. And of course, Joe,
what's that?
Of course, I'm in Mobile, Alabama. Joe's up in Roxbury, Connecticut. And of course, we talk with people all over the country. But Mobile, Alabama has the distinct privilege of being the number one worst area for termites in the entire country. And how about that for an accolade for your town here?
Yeah, I don't know if I should say congratulations for that.
I know it,
because and I'm looking at that list of the top 10, and Roxbury, Connecticut's nowhere to be found, of course, because because termites don't have snow shovels. They don't show up here too often. But yeah, I mean, you live in a warm, humid environment, no matter where it is, you know, along the Gulf Coast or Louisiana, especially in any place where it stays wet. You know, termites love wood and water, right?
So, absolutely.
And the thing about termites, for people who don't live with or near termites, I lived in Miami for 4 years earlier in my life, and so I know all about termites. But, you know, by the time you discover you have termites or a little bit of termite problem, you have a big termite problem.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so much of their damage is hidden, of course. But, yeah, I'm sorry to hear Mobile's got all the a termite problem. Like, when you're in the number one position there, you know, that's a serious threat. And you're building a new home, and I'm sure you took precautions right from the get-go.
Well, you wouldn't believe all the things that they do. First of all, when you dig in your footings, and it's a monolithic slab, which means slab on grade, so you have, you know, no space under it. So just prior to pouring the concrete, they came out and poured hundreds of gallons of termite prevention, we'll call it termite prevention juice.
Is that what you want to call it?
Into all of the footings, completely saturated.
Termite cocktail.
Yeah, completely saturated everything. I was just amazed at how much they put in there. Then we poured the concrete, and then we started framing the house. Once we got it all framed prior to sheetrocking and so forth, they came back before the insulation was installed. They came back and actually treated the bottom 3 or 4 feet of the studs all the way around the perimeter of the house. One more little preventative measure. Then, after I get my grass in, which is very, very soon, and my landscaping, they'll come on and put come back and put in the baiting stations all around the perimeter of the house. And so they're doing everything they can to prevent that. Of course, you have treated 2x4s that repel termites on your rat seal or your bottom seal of your walls. So they go to extremes. Now, there's some areas, like number 2 on the list, Honolulu.
That's kind of surprising, isn't it?
And number 3, Baton Rouge. Both of those, a number of those areas require all framing to be pressure treated wood to repel termites. So, you know, it's running the cost up a little bit there. But to take you through the top 10 real quick, number 10, Dallas, Texas. Number 9, Phoenix, Arizona. Number 8, Miami. You mentioned that. Number 7, Tyler, Longview, Texas. Memphis, Tennessee. Fort Smith, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas. Then Baton Rouge, Honolulu, and Mobile, Alabama at the top of this illustrious list. So,
I was a little surprised at Phoenix, too, because you think of it as being really dry.
I think so, too. I know.
Right? And like lots of stones and, you know, a lot of things built with block and stucco. But I guess termites vacation in Arizona like everybody else.
I know it. I'll tell you, they are a hardy bunch, and we're going to find out all about termites and the latest information coming up in just a few minutes. Joe, I mentioned a few weeks ago how I was honored to be asked to be the keynote speaker at the annual Chamber of Commerce meeting in my little hometown of Mariana, Florida.
What a
great night that was.
How'd that go?
It went really, really well. I had a great time running into people I haven't seen in 40 years.
Wow.
I ran into my coach, a retired judge there, my coach when I played tiny mite football. So, I mean, like 8 or 9 years old. I mean, that was 50-something years ago that my coach, Judge Woody Hatcher, was my coach and took good care of us. And what a great experience growing up in a small town like that. And they really blew me away right at the last, after I finished my presentation. They called me back on stage to wanted to give me something. I assumed it was a gift certificate somewhere here or there or something like that that I get from time to time. No, they gave me the key to the city.
Well, how about that?
The key to the city in my hometown. That was a special time, and I got it in my office right now. Pretty darn proud of that. That was cool. I'm not sure what the key fits, but I'm happy to have it. So.
Yeah, you have to go around door late at night. They'll find Danny wandering around neighborhoods, checking the locks like Barney Fife used to do in Mayberry, right? Making sure everything was locked up. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It is
a really nice honor. Yeah. And I assume they give you the key like in a framed plaque with a certificate of some sort.
I'll have to show it to you. It's just a very heavy, really nice frame and big.
Oh, that's great.
Big key with a big logo engraved on it about Marianne, and a little plaque on it that says, presented to Danny Lipford, America's home improvement expert.
So, oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah,
and how is Marianne? We haven't spoken since that hurricane blew through.
Well,
I knew you
still
went down there and helped everybody out, but that was about a year and a half or two ago. Has it been that long?
People just don't realize. I mean, there's a bad housing crisis there where you've got, they really need like 2,000 housing units there, whether it's apartments or whatever. So, and there's still blue tarps, there's still damaged businesses. People don't realize when you don't see it in the news, that doesn't mean things are back to normal.
That's right.
It just means, but we actually are going to tape an episode of our show down there on a big community service project, hopefully a nice morale booster, and certainly a lot of fun to get a lot of the community involved in a
particular. Be sure to bring your key in case they lock you
up. Yeah, I'm going to have my key with me. I'm going to have it right on my side. Right,
There you go. Right.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. Again, we're so happy that you're here with us, and I'll tell you what, we've got two very special announcements that we've been waiting to share with you, and they're coming up as soon as we come back from the break right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. This is really cool.
You don't need a green thumb to add some life to your decor. This month at the Home Depot's Do-It-Yourself On-Trend Workshop, you can create your very own succulent planter set with help from a store associate. It's a chance to sharpen your DIY skills and add some style to your home. Register today at homedepot.com/workshops and join us Thursday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner radio show that's heard from coast to coast all over this great country. And I'm extremely proud to announce right now, we have found our 300th station has been added.
Great news.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you what, I'm very happy to welcome to the family KFIR AM 720 in Sweet Home, Oregon. Welcome aboard.
And a very special shout out to program director Jason Shockley. Thank you, Jason, and welcome. Sweet Home, Danny, is there a better sounding name than of a town than Sweet Home?
I know.
But anyway, Sweet Home is located in West Central Oregon, bordering the Santiam River and just north of Eugene. And it's known as the gateway to the Santiam Playground due to its proximity to nearby lakes, rivers, and the Cascade Mountains. So it sounds like a beautiful spot. And the city also hosts the annual Oregon Jamboree, which is a three-day camping and country music festival. So sounds like a beautiful spot, and we should head out there. There's probably some decent fishing, too.
I bet there's fishing right around the corner. Yeah. But a special welcome to KFIR AM 720 and everybody listening there in Sweet Home, Oregon. And thank you for being our 300th station. And, you know, what does that mean? You know, if you're in the radio business, you know that is gigantic. Not just the number 300, but being able to be on the air for over 10 years, to be able to consistently build an audience, and to be able to, you know, here's what happens in the radio business a little bit. Radio formats change all the time. There may be a station that's a talk radio now, but may end up changing to be a gospel station or a sports station or anything along those lines. And so, you know, you really, it's very hard to maintain that type of level all the time. And so our great syndication director, Scott Basilotta, who is out of Long Island, New York, works so hard, makes hundreds of phone calls, And then Joe and I and our team, Dennis and Brandon, work so hard to try to make sure we develop, we continually provide the kind of programming that we want. But it's not just the stations that we want to thank. We certainly want to thank all of you listeners throughout the country that make it possible for us to be with you each and every week. We're very, very proud of that. Well, let's get back to business right now. And Linda joins us in Michigan. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
But tell us all about it here. I understand a little damage on the outside of the house.
Yes, my house is older, maybe 75 years old. But a couple years ago, I had my son hang one of those big metal decorative stars on the outside of my house.
Right. Yeah.
And in Michigan, we get some pretty bad weather here. So during one of the snowstorms, the star started hanging or swinging back and forth, and it left some scratches on the vinyl siding. And I wondered if there's any easy way to get rid of those.
Well, it really is a hard one because, you know, you have the integration of color in a vinyl siding. And I mean, that's good because what you're probably seeing is the same color that you have on the outside, but just has that scratch across there, I would assume.
Well, the siding itself is kind of beige, and it seems like the scratches that I see are more silver, like maybe from the metal itself.
I see. Oh, so it might be aluminum siding then instead of vinyl, possibly.
You know, it could be.
Yeah, because a lot of it, you know, will be coated. There's vinyl-coated material like that. And if you're seeing a little silver, it's almost inevitable that it's going to be aluminum. So there's still about the only thing you can do is to possibly match that color and then just take, I mean, just like an artist brush, just to color that in and to prevent any of that silver from shining through is about the only thing you can do. Joe, you have any thoughts along those lines on anything else that she could possibly do?
Yeah, Linda, if it's aluminum, it would be easier to get rid of the scratches than if it's vinyl. So, I mean, the only thing you could do is sand it, you know, if you need to sand it smooth a little bit, because there might be some metal burrs, you know, assuming this is aluminum now, if there's some aluminum burrs, so it's not perfectly flat, sand it, prime it, and then paint it to match whatever the color. I think you mentioned it was beige, so you should be able to get a pretty easy match on that. And then if you don't really like the repair, because there's nothing else you can do other than replace the siding, which would be difficult to do because it's probably not going to be weathered, so it's going to be freshly painted. It's not going to really match everything else. Is there a way to lower the star so that it covers the scratches and then obviously it mount it at the top and the bottom so it doesn't swing? I mean, that would be another alternative to just sort of hide it if you can lower it a little bit. Would that be possible, or that would make the star like too low to the ground?
I think it would be too low, and also the spots, you know, with the shape of a star, I don't think it's going to cover it. But what kind of paint would I look for?
Well, you could just use acrylic latex paint. You know, you want to get a primer. You can get a spray primer. Just make sure it bonds to metal, or in this case, aluminum. And most primers these days will stick to almost anything. So, but I would sand it, prime it, and then paint it. And that's about the best you can do, like I said, other than replace it. And I'm not sure you want to go through that trouble.
No, I don't think I would do that. But the scratches are pretty unsightly. So
yeah, I bet. And they're probably kind of like, not circular, but they're curved, right? Because the star was swinging back and forth.
You got it. Yes.
Is it on just one piece of siding? Does it extend to like two or three courses of siding?
It's on two.
Okay. Well, I would sand it, prime it, and paint it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice, and once it warms up here in Michigan, I'll get on that.
Okay, good. Good, Linda. Well, thanks so much for being with us here, and I certainly hope you can make that disappear.
All right. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. You know, that's one of those things, Joe, that it might not be unsightly to a lot of people. We talk about that a lot, both on interior and exterior. But boy, if you're the homeowner and you know it's there, you're going to say, I'm not going to look at it. Oh, I just looked at it. Darn, what can I do? So
she have her son stand in front of it every time she comes home so she doesn't see it.
Hey, let's go to our emails. Thank you so much for sending these emails. And you can send one right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Trevor in Oklahoma says, When we moved into our house 13 years ago, there was a tree in the backyard that was pretty close to the house, and there was a brick planter around the tree. Since then, the tree has grown and broken the planter, and now there are cracks in a nearby concrete patio. I'm not concerned about the patio or the planter, but I am worried that the tree roots will damage the slab foundation of my house. It's a beautiful tree, but should we have it cut down? And how would we know if there's already foundation damage? Thank you very much. You know, it's a good question because it does happen. You know, people plant things just too close to the house all the time, yep. Whether it's shrubs that grow up to be small trees or whether it's a tree that grows up to be large trees. You know, when you think about what little bit of advantage other than the beauty of the tree that it is providing the house, maybe a little bit of shade here and there and so forth. But I'm not sure from a peace of mind that I wouldn't cut the tree down and then very carefully have that stump removed. And I mean very carefully because it is possible that those roots could be underneath the foundation.
Yeah, I'm not sure since it's a slab foundation, how she'd be able to tell if there's damage from the tree roots other than, you know, if it's exposed someplace, if there are cracks. You know, maybe in that room closest to where the tree is, if there's carpeting, you'd have to pull it up. If there's tiles and that slab has got a crack in it, you'd see it in the tiles as well. So, yeah, they say you should never cut a tree root because it could damage a tree. But if you're going to cut it down anyway, maybe that's an option. Cut back the roots and hope for the best. Maybe the tree will live.
Right. Well, that's possible, too. Maybe take a sharpshooter shovel and dig just right along the foundation. If you find any kind of a root there, it may be good just to go ahead and cut it, like Joe says. And if it kills the tree, then go ahead and take it down the rest of the way. Hey, we've got a lot more Today's Homeowner Radio coming up, including another announcement. We just announced we've got our 300th station. I have another announcement involving our television show that I'll share with you when we come back. Hey, thanks so much for being with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Brohn.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And now it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. There's no way to escape dirty clothes. So when you're doing the laundry, it's good to have a machine that fits your specific laundry needs. But what if there was a washer that fits every laundry need? The high-efficiency top-loading washing machine from GE has more features on it than a Swiss Army knife. Equipped with a Tide Pod dispense option that includes a dedicated water jet that pierces the detergent pack directly onto the clothes, the washer easily removes 5 of the most common stains with presets available on each of its 12 wash cycles. And no matter which cycle you use, expect a quiet experience thanks to its innovative dynamic balancing technology, meaning a quieter wash with reduced vibration. And for more information on GE's high-efficiency top-load washing machine, log on to HomeDepot.com. I can't stand a loud washing machine. I'm looking forward to my new house with a sound break drywall around it from National Gypsum. Right. I've got my mineral wool insulation in there. I won't even know what's happening in that room, I hope.
So all those days that you have to do laundry, you won't be able to hear it. Is that what you're
saying?
That's
right.
That's when you're in the laundry room, Danny's in the laundry room.
Close the door.
Apron.
And
Well, this one's got a pod piercer, so I want it right away. Anything that has a pod piercer, I want to order one.
And, you know, one of the things, too, you know, nowadays, you know, of course, everything's got an app. I don't know how many apps I've got on my new house right now, but you have an app on your washing machine that will tell you when the washing machine has completed its cycle.
Right.
You know, like right now, the house I'm in now, my wife leaves the darn door open. You can't hear the TV because of the washing machine. why do you leave that door open? Well, I want to hear when the washing machine goes off so I can put it in the dryer. Well, not in the new house. Here's your app, honey. You can take care of that. And she'll go, no, here's your app,
honey. Exactly.
So, Hey, how about another announcement here? I'll tell you what, things are going so well at Today's Homeowner. And on Today's Homeowner Television, we've been on the air for 22 years. Well, what happens with all of the library we have, this over 500 30-minute television shows? What happens with those? Well, they move to todayshomeowner.com. You're able to see most of the episodes there. And a couple years ago, we also moved our library to Amazon Prime. And boy, we have gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails. Thanks to every one of you who have commented on it, and our reviews are, we've got great reviews there. So that's driving our traffic even more there. And of course, as you know, the streaming platforms that are out there are exploding right now. Everybody knows about Hulu and Roku and these type of things, but there's hundreds of others that are making a big, big difference out there. And I'm really proud to announce that within the next 30 days, you'll be able to go to one that's very well known, Crackle and Crackle Plus, and you'll be able to see 21 seasons of Today's Homeowner Television Show. This is a significant move for us. And, you know, we've kind of held our little library for a while because we didn't want it everywhere. Now the streaming platforms are coming after us to get that. Now we will have a number of other very exciting announcements coming up over the next few months of other streaming platforms, significant ones that will be airing the Today's Homeowner Television Show. So that way you can see new episodes on broadcast television, and you can go to todayshomeowner.com/local listings to find out where you can see it in 90% of the country. So a great thing there, Joe. That means that people will be able to view some of the early seasons of Today's Homeowner and really get some comic relief looking at our hair and our clothes and all the other things that were much different 22 years ago.
When you used to wear a leisure suit and a carpenter's belt. That was a nice
absolutely.
Look.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was, especially that lime green thing. I rocked that thing. That
how many
cool.
polyesters were killed to make that suit? Yes, I remember. Yeah, but the great thing is the TV show's in 90% of the country, but of course when you're online, you're in 100% of the world.
That's right.
Someone has a computer or phone even these days, right? So that's great. That's really good news.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good thing for us, and certainly appreciate all of the support that we get. Because we get a lot of our radio listeners are also TV watchers, and we appreciate our whole Today's Homeowner community and certainly all of the visitors to our website, and certainly Chelsea. I mean, checking in with Chelsea and checking in with Chelsea.com just surpassed 6 million views of her videos. So a lot of people are really appreciating her style of home improvement. So it's working out really well. And I
Great.
Appreciate you allowing me to brag a little bit right now. But let's get back to business here. Okay, this is from Jason in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. I've been there a time or two. Hi, Danny. I heard you talking about the miles of wood trim you're putting into your new home. That's pretty close. That's pretty close, at least a couple of miles. I have a similar situation, only I'm making baseboards out of pine 1x6s. I routed a decorative profile along the top edge and have been using quarter sheet orbital sander to smooth the face and top edge. The problem is that the 180 grit sandpaper keeps ripping. Plus, it seems to wear out very quickly. I'm spending a fortune on sandpaper. Any tricks to make this sandpaper last a little longer? Thanks, and keep up the good work. Well, Jason, I appreciate that, and appreciate you listening to us every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. And I know exactly what he's talking about, and I actually was going to do the same thing and taking a piece of 1x8 and using a router to route an edge on it, but I found a little piece of trim that accomplished that. But, Joe, what would you say? What about the old trick of putting duct tape on the back of the sandpaper? You think that would help?
Yeah, that might help. I noticed Jason didn't write us until after your trim was already painted and installed. He wanted to make sure you didn't call him down there to help
That's
out.
That's right.
I forgot about that. I think that was a simple solution. A way to make sandpaper last a little longer, or at least not tear as quickly, is put some duct tape on the back. But he's right. Sandpaper is pretty expensive if you've not bought sandpaper lately. And what I would recommend to anyone who sands regularly is buy the big packet. I think they're like 50 sheets as opposed to buying them like 3 or 4 at a time, because the 50 sheet bundles are much more affordable. But in any case, first, he said he's using 180. I think 180 might be too fine a grit, and the paper's really thin.
I think so too. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
The paper's really thin. So I would go up, at least 120. Because that won't scratch it as well as much, and it'll probably work out just as well. So I'd go to 120, and if it keeps tearing, then try the duct tape on the back of the sheets.
But Jason, your project sounds great, and best of luck to you on it. And make sure you get that a good coat of primer and two coats of finished paint to really make it look like it should. Hey, you want to know anything about termites? You want to know everything about termites? We're about to visit a termite expert that's going to be able to answer all of our questions and get you up to date on exactly what's happening with these pesky little wood-destroying insects that are plaguing all over the country there. And that's when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Bath fans aren't just for the bathroom anymore. Moisture and poor air quality can affect any room in the house. Home gyms, nurseries, and craft rooms are just a few places you might find moisture, allergens, and toxins. Poor indoor air can lead to health issues. Braun has a wide variety of humidity and motion sensing ventilation fans, and for the music lover, an exhaust fan with Bluetooth technology and speakers that let you sing along to your favorite tunes. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun Newtone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the show. The Today's Homeowner Radio Show, I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. And we've been telling you about next week is going to be Termite Awareness Week. And that's where we kind of want to get you ramped up on some of the information out there. You know, we all, anytime we're thinking of something, we go online, we look on all kinds of articles. Well, if you've done that a lot, you realize that there's a lot of different opinions out there. That's why we wanted to go to a source that we can really rely on getting a lot of this information to you. And joining us right now is Dr. Jim Fredericks, who's with the National Pest Management Association. Dr. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, there's, you know, of course, I live in Mobile, Alabama, and I know a lot about termites. And but as I travel across the country, I realize it's not just a southeastern thing anymore. Give us a quick overview of the termite situation in America right now.
Sure. Well, termites are found in just about every state, Alaska being the exception. Occasionally, we'll find some termites there, but otherwise, termites can be found just about anywhere. And this is a pest that causes more than $5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in damage in the U.S. each year.
Wow. Yeah, that's just, I mean, and I see it, and we were speaking earlier, and Joe Truini, my co-host, was talking about a lot of times when you discover you have termites, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes there, because they don't show up a lot of times. They're doing their work behind the scenes, and can cause a heck of a lot of damage.
They sure do. You know, we often call termites the silent destroyers because they're hidden. You know, most of the wood in a home is hidden behind drywall, underneath carpets, flooring, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so they're difficult to spot.
Dr. Jim, what's the latest defense people are taking besides the chemicals or poisons or sprays or anything like that, the bait stations we've heard about? But from the building aspect, there are termite shields, I know, that they used to put and maybe still do on top of the foundation to kind of block the termites from crawling up. But as far as the construction of homes themselves, what do you recommend? Is it basically stay away from wood at the bottom, the lower foot or two of a house? I mean, what's changed in the building industry?
Yeah, it's awfully hard to stay away from wood, right?
Right.
What we do say is be careful to avoid any soil to wood contact, because that is definitely attractive to termites. Things like termite shields are a little bit of a misnomer because they don't necessarily shield you from termites. They just make termites more visible as they tunnel up and over that metal sheeting. Early detection is really the key, and having a professional inspect the home regularly is probably some of my best advice.
Regularly is at least once a year?
I think once a year is appropriate for most parts of the country. Certainly in some of the more northern parts of the country where termite pressure is a little bit lower than in Alabama or in Florida or the Southeast, you can get away with less frequent, but once a year is a good rule of thumb.
Boy, I'll tell you, over the last few years, the subterranean termites is something that we're hearing so much about. What has changed, and how are they different than the termites of old?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, there's close to 50 different termite species in the United States, but only a handful of those cause damage in structures. The subterranean termites are the most prevalent, and honestly, they do the most damage. These are termites that live in the soil, so they're subterranean. And they build mud shelter tubes up to their food source, which oftentimes is in homes.
And then, of course, the Formosan termites, we're hearing a lot about them. Do they have different habits as far as needing water or the type of things that maybe make those a little harder to control?
Well, when it comes to Formosan termites are actually a kind of subterranean termite.
Okay.
They just happen to be an exotic invasive termite that's not native to the United States. They're different from our native termites in that their colonies are much larger, and they have, and as a result, have a more voracious appetite. And so they can do damage more quickly than our subterranean termites. And so the treatment methods are similar. But we definitely need to be on the lookout for Formosan termites, particularly in the southeastern parts of the United States, the warmer zones, certainly in Hawaii as well.
Hey, we're talking about termites with Dr. Jim Fredericks, and he's with the National Pest Management Association, and a lot of things that that people worry about and are concerned about pertaining to termites.
And Dr. Jim, another question I often wondered about now is, will dry wood attract termites as much as wet wood, or are they looking for moisture and wood?
Well, they like moisture, and that can be attractive. So when we think about moisture, the most, you know, certainly repairing leaks or other moisture in a home is good practice, whether it's termites or just, you know, longevity of that structure. But also good drainage outside, because they'll prefer to be in moist wood and will also often follow these areas or be more prevalent in areas where there's moisture in the soil.
Oh, okay.
Now there are some species that are referred to as drywood termites, and they don't require moisture at all. And so will feed on perfectly dry wood. In fact, they don't need a connection with the soil. And oftentimes that is the treatment method we see there are fumigations where a house is completely tented.
Right, right.
Boy, wow. some great information you're sharing with us right now. And also we'll mention that Dr. Jim will be joining me for a podcast, a Today's Homeowner Special Edition podcast that we will have available on todayshomeowner.com/termite week next week. Dr. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. I know we'll have additional questions for you in the future. So thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I appreciate that. I'll tell you, Joe.
That's really interesting.
Really, really interesting. And the thing about it, it's just like you hear about knowledge is power. Once you understand about termites and you understand it, it's not as mysterious. That's one of the things we try to do here on Today's Homeowner. Take the mystery out of homeownership and some of the things we have to deal with. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Brone Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Brone under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
I hope everything's going well on whatever project that you're tackling. You know what? The Today's Homeowner listeners, one of the most active homeowners that you have anywhere. We all love to get up and do some things and accomplish things, and it really is a great environment for us to be in. Joe and I love doing projects all the time. We'll never get tired of that, and also love hearing the simple solutions. Joe, share another one with us, please.
Okay, Danny, you know if you ever had to work inside a sink cabinet, how uncomfortable it is.
Oh, yeah.
And the best way to work in, you know, you're in there maybe working on the sink drain, a garbage disposal, a faucet, whatever. The best and most comfortable way, as close as you can get, is to be on your back. Because this way, at least you're looking up. But the floor is usually 2 or 3 inches lower than the face frame of the cabinet. So, of course, that hits you right in the middle of the back or in your neck. And it's just super uncomfortable. So what can you do? Well, you can build some kind of platform or big thick foam, take the cushions off the couch as long as nobody else notices you're doing that. But none of that works as well as just using an ironing board. And that's a simple solution. Take an ironing board, collapse it, of course, and just lay it in the cabinet with the wide end, not the pointed end, the wide end inside the cabinet. And it's a nice gentle slope down to the floor. So it's plenty comfortable. It's padded. Of course, most ironing boards are padded. And that's all you need to do. You've already got the ironing board, so you don't have to make or build anything. You just lay it in there, and then you've got someplace, a little surface where you can lay down on. It's perfectly comfortable. You can slide your head inside the cabinet and finish your work.
Now, anybody that's ever had to do any work underneath the sink, which is one of those inevitable things if you own a home, will certainly appreciate this simple solution because they can just feel that piece of cabinetry there behind. But I've also found, Joe, if you grab your reciprocating saw and just cut out that middle style, just cut that aggravating little board right there,
right,
cut it out, and you mentioned the sofa cushions. Perfect. Grab a sofa cushion, and don't forget your feet. You may want one for your feet, you know, back there.
Yeah, you want to prop up your feet.
And a little clamp-on fan is kind of nice. I put a little clamp-on fan there. I've got a little battery-powered LED light over here.
Yeah, I think you fell asleep once in there. Danny was so comfortable. Yeah. 2 hours later, he was snoring. He didn't fix the sink, but he was well-rested.
No, I wasn't under there. I was setting all this up for Sharon. So
you're getting it comfortable for Sharon, of course.
I just handed the tools down there that she needed and then entertained her with stories. So
your word, entertain. Her word, annoying me. He's annoying me with stories again.
No, that certainly is a great simple solution. And I know after seeing you guys taping that particular one, it just makes so much sense. Like so many of the simple solutions, it's like, why didn't I think of that? Certainly a great one. I will remind you can see 500 video versions of these simple solutions by simply going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Well, Joe, we've certainly covered an awful lot, talked a lot about termites, and I'll remind you that upcoming podcast where I really drill down deep with Dr. Jim Fredericks about the termite problem, what can be prevented, and so forth, will be coming up very, very soon. And you can find out about that by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour of our show, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. And we certainly appreciate all of the great calls and all of the great emails we've received this week and every week. It's just it's fantastic. Our listeners are so active and so appreciative, and we appreciate that. I'm Danny Lippard along with Joe Truini. And again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.